Welcome back to Community Hour with myself, Niamh, here on Ross FM 94.6. I'm here with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon. And an interesting event is taking place in the Abbey Hotel Roscommon on Sunday the 21st, and it's a wedding fair. And our own Mary McGovern, she caught up with the wedding coordinator there from the Abbey Hotel, Lisa Mullally, to find out more about the event.
Hi, this is Mary at Ross FM, and today our special guest is Lisa Mullally, who is wedding coordinator at the Abbey Hotel Roscommon. So she's joined us today to tell us about their upcoming wedding fair. Hi Lisa, how are you?
Hi Mary, how are you?
I'm great, and thanks for coming in to us today.
Ah, no problem at all, it's great to be here.
Great. Okay, Lisa, would you like to tell us about the wedding showcase and when it is taking place?
Yeah, so it's our annual wedding fair, Mary, and it's taking place on Sunday the 21st of January, and it's on from 2 to 5, so we are really excited about it.
That's fantastic. So can you tell us about the bridal pamper zone? What will be happening there?
Yeah, so on the day then, Mary, we have over 40 exhibitors that are going to be attending, from photographers, cake suppliers, bridal lounges, a lot of suppliers. But in particular, our pamper zone is just a special little treat for future brides, and basically it's going to be local hair salons and beauty therapists as well. So there'll be free hair trials and free makeups and lots of tips given to brides on the day.
That's fantastic. So there's free trials and tips and tricks to
really
pick up
really
as well.
Good. Yeah, and a lot of our exhibitors are doing special offers, different promotions, everything like that. So it's definitely worth your while to come down.
That's great. As a wedding coordinator, Lisa, what are your top tips for brides?
So I suppose we get asked this quite a lot, but being a wedding coordinator, it's, I suppose, our job to make sure that it's easy and stress-free for couples, really, when booking a wedding. Top tips, there's so many tips that you could give, but really it's all about the feel of the venue that you choose.
Yeah.
So number one is choose your venue. Number two then would be your band, your photographers. Obviously you'd have your church or your civil marriage sorted before that as well, but there's so many elements to booking a wedding and so many elements to organising a wedding, but it's really important that a couple pick a venue that they feel happy with, that
yeah.
they know that they can walk away and in 12 months time they're not going to have a problem.
Great. And in terms of the timeline there, if a couple has got engaged, how soon should they book the hotel, do you think?
So this is also a $1 million question, but Mary, there's no specific time for booking a wedding. It all depends again on your venue. At the moment, it's incredibly busy for us in the Abbey with a lot of Christmas and New Year engagements. It's very exciting time, January. So we currently are still taking bookings for the last few available dates in 2018 and also 2019 and, would you believe, 2020. I have bookings in there also. So there's no set time. It all depends on the couple,
yeah.
on their finances, on their time frame. A lot of couples could be building houses. Some
yeah.
couples could be finishing college degrees. So it all depends. I say whenever you're ready, book. The earlier the better if you want. However, you know, when you choose the right venue, booking a wedding with a short lead is not a problem either. I have lots of couples that would get married within the year as well.
Great. Well, thanks very much for that, Lisa. That's great information for couples who are thinking of booking their venue and getting married. Thanks
yeah.
very much.
Thanks very much, Mary. And we look forward to seeing everyone on Sunday.
94.6. This is Ross FM.